the top 9 benefits of thyronine T2. Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is a little shorter meta-analysis that I have prepared. And if you're thinking about taking this one, I'm looking at the guys, the gentlemen, largely here. The large gentlemen are probably the ones that are interested in this. So I'm going to break down what you need to know here. You're going to want to check out the article that corresponds to this over on limitlessmindset.com. That's going to be linked below wherever you are listening to this. And that's where I'm going to have the links for everything that I talk about here. I'm going to have some sources. And I might add, you are going to want to check out my website, because once I put these podcasts out, sometimes I come across new information, sometimes concerning new information about these different biohacks and supplements and drugs that I put out there on my website. And sometimes I'm just not able to put out a new podcast about a nootropic or a thyroid hormone supplement like this. And of course, a podcast is a static thing. So you are going to want to look over that article before you order or consume this one. So like I said, this is an active thyroid hormone supplement, and it has been turning heads in the bodybuilding and fitness world as it superpowers metabolism and accelerates fat loss. And I know that there are people out there very interested in that. So 3,5-diiodyl-thyronine, which I'll refer to from now on simply as T2, is discussed in over 100 scientific papers on PubMed and has been the subject of a human clinical trial. So here we'll just break down its benefits and some of the science done on it. The major difference between a Corolla and a Corvette is that one consumes fuel faster, producing a lot more power, as you know well if you've ever driven one of those cars, or both of them. No matter how much gas you put in Corolla, it won't go any faster. As an athlete, a bodybuilder, an entrepreneur, a professional, or just a health-conscious person, would you rather be more like a Corolla or a Corvette? If it's the latter, T2 will empower your metabolism for peak performance. And I think we should just take a moment to recognize what an excellent analogy I've crafted there. I am on creativity smart drugs, folks. That's how I come up with this kind of stuff. While fully legal and non-prescription, it's a secret weapon of some rather large and intimidating bodybuilders, and we'll call them the T2erminators, like Terminators, but T2erminators. So, first benefit, it increases metabolism. One of the main effects of T2 is increasing metabolism. This means that you'll burn more calories faster. If you're an avid exerciser or lift weights often, you probably eat a bit more, but you probably don't want those calories going to your tummy and covering up your six-pack, or perhaps you're just aspiring to have a six-pack. Next major benefit is fat loss, and in the article, I've got a funny icon of a fat guy to go with this. Often, as we age, our metabolism slows and we put on pounds. Perhaps you've experienced this. We go to the gym and exercise. We diet, but the pounds stick around on persistent fat sites, like our bellies, particularly for the guys. T2 is a potent accelerator of fat loss. 19 scientific papers delve into its mechanisms driving fat loss. And to name just two, it increases conversion from the problematic white adipose tissue into brown adipose tissue. And from a 2015 study published in PLOS ONE, quote, T2 is a thyroid hormone derivative, is capable of increasing energy expenditure, as well as preventing high-fat diet-induced overweight and related metabolic dysfunction. Third major benefit is that it prevents insulin resistance. Boy, we don't want that, especially now in these COVID times, and the COVID times, they seem to just be rolling on, don't they? In Dr. Mercola's excellent book, The Truth About COVID-19, he talks about how insulin resistance is one of the major cofactors for hospitalization or mortality with COVID, which we really don't want. It's one of those risk factors that mainstream media is really not talking about. And this T2 can be a good idea. If you have a family history of diabetes and obesity, you want to be vigilant of developing insulin resistance. Diet has a lot to do with this, of course. But if a personal genotyping report reveals that you have the ApoE4 or any number of the other problematic genes that are predicting of diabetes, it would be perhaps a pretty good idea for you to supplement something like T2, which maintains healthy insulin sensitivity. And if you're a bit concerned about that, if you've got some diabetics in your family, do go and check out this article. It's a huge, huge article that I put together. I think it ended up being 5,000 words, maybe longer, where I note all of the diabetes predicting genes. So you can go and get a personal genotyping done. It's like a couple hundred bucks, I think, getting cheaper all the time. And it gives you all of this crucial information. A 2011 animal study concluded T2 by activating SIRT1 triggers a cascade of events, resulting in improvement of the serum lipid profile, prevention of fat accumulation, and finally, prevention of diet-induced insulin resistance. That's a pretty good thing. Next, thyroid support. Our livelihood and vigor rely fundamentally on the thyroid. The function or dysfunction of this small organ in our necks and the hormone it disseminates throughout our entire bodies determines much about our quality of life. T2 is a precursor to thyroid hormone. It does not feed you excess hormone that's going to put you into hormonal imbalance. T3 or T4 are more direct precursors to thyroid hormone, and they have an even greater effect on metabolism. But there's some concern with them upregulating the hormone too much. That would be T3 and T4. T2 feeds you the building blocks that your thyroid needs to meet your body's demands. A recent Italian paper identifies it as a novel thyroid hormone metabolite. Quote, over 30 years of research has demonstrated that the T2 is an endogenous metabolite of thyroid hormones, exhibits interesting metabolic activities, and Jimmy, a T2 erminator and customer of the company that originally had me do this research, he reported, great stuff. After a couple of weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my metabolism. ThyroBurn, that's the product, gave me more energy and completely jump-started my thyroid. Awesome product. He likes it. So it could be preventative of thyroid disorders like Hashimoto's disease, goiter, Graves' disease, and thyroid nodules. And I'm just trying to visualize thyroid nodules. I don't really know what they look like. Maybe I can get a picture of them and include them. Moving on. As a skin hack, for the vein, thyroid downregulation is problematic. It results in conspicuously unhealthy skin. Think Gollum in Lord of the Rings. My precious. Did I do his iconic line? Good there? Let me know. Upregulating thyroid hormone may restore such vibrancy and color to your skin that you no longer need to use filters on Instagram. That would be pretty amazing, right? But let's be honest, we all use some filters on Instagram from time to time. And T2 is a safe way to do that. Next application is as an energizing nootropic. Nootropics are a secret weapon of high-performing entrepreneurs, students, and professionals. Nootropics give you an uptick in energy, motivation, and brain power. The mechanism of T2 puts it more into the category of being a motivational nootropic than a cognitive enhancing one. If you're like many of those T2 erminators, it will just give you loads of energy to get stuff done. In my research on this one, I look through a bunch of different forums and I look what people are reporting. And that one was pretty common. With many nootropics, you develop a tolerance over time, or you need to implement a cycling strategy to avoid exhausting a particular neurotransmitter pathway. With T2, these are not as much concerns as it just feeds the underlying energy generation system of the body. A collaborative European study identified that its mitochondrial respiratory mechanism had a downstream effect as an antidepressant. So that's interesting, right? Although something like this is pretty far from the first thing that I would recommend to treat depression. In regards to mitochondrial support, T2's nootropic effect is probably due to its mitochondria-empowering mechanisms. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, as I'm sure you've heard, the underlying energy generation system of the body. Several recent Italian studies found that it favorably modulated mitochondrial respiratory pathways, and T2 may actively regulate energy metabolism at the cellular rather than the nuclear level, according to a paper published in Molecular and Cellular Endocrinology. Like the classic mitochondrial nootropic creatine that you've probably also heard of, T2 will give you an edge in the gym and in your athletic performance. Next, as a cancer preventative, cancer is often caused by oxidative stress. Free radicals disrupt the normal replication of genes and cells, which results in cancer. A 2019 Italian study found that T2 protected from mtDNA oxidative damage. If you have a family history of cancer, you should be concerned with prevention. Well, you would want to check out the deep dive article podcast that I did. You can find it just a few episodes lower on this feed on the cancer prevention protocol. And I really think it's something that everybody should be concerned with nowadays. From a 2017 paper, the inhibitory action on DNL exerted by T2 makes this compound a potential and attractive drug for the treatment of some metabolic diseases and cancer. T2 also, good news, promotes a healthy libido. Anecdotally, T2 makes you a Corvette in the bedroom as well. That's what we want, isn't it? That's what the ladies want. Its mitochondria empowering effect will enhance sex hormones for him and for her. Throughout the scientific literature, it's emphasized that T2 has not been rigorously studied in humans. The animal studies have not identified concerning side effects, but T2 isn't in the same risk category as more common supplements, like say vitamin C, the creatine that we mentioned earlier, or nutraceuticals. And this is kind of an important point. This is why I gave it a risk grade of C. The endocrinology article emphasized that it's somewhat risky as a supplement. Quote, "It is not evident from the published studies what conditions allow for its safe and effective use in humans, and it urges more comprehensive studies in humans and animal models are clearly needed to fully evaluate any potential risks." And it's advised not to stack T2 with a bunch of other workout supplements. According to an article, doing so entails significant risk of untoward effects. We don't want those, do we? So yeah, I would regard this one as a bit of a higher risk biohack. I don't think I'm going to use it myself personally. I think that I would turn to other things like creatine. I like a whole lot. I have used the HMB supplement and then Yohimbe as performance enhancers in the gym. And then as far as hacking the metabolism, I'll do things like red light therapy. But I guess I'll just kind of keep this in mind for the future. Maybe I'll do a trial myself. If you have used it or if you do go and use it, I'm open to your comments and feedback on that. And you can also shoot me an email just letting me know what you experienced. A lot of times I take those emails when people have insightful, instructive, anecdotal experiences, and then I go and publish those on my website. Another reason to check out limitlessmindset.com. 2026 Jonathan here with an update on sources for this one.
And I actually did manage to find a source that measures up to the high standards that I have. Just one source on the entire internet that does a COA verified product from accredited spectroscopy laboratories. But it's a company that I haven't tried their stuff, and I haven't worked with them. I haven't talked with them, so I can't put a full-throated recommendation behind that. And what I often find, and this is a little bit disappointing, is that since I've been doing this limitless thing for 14 years now, I find that sometimes companies that are doing things in the straight up way, that are like producing a really high quality product and proving it, a lot of times they actually go out of business. A lot of times the people that are doing business in a shady way end up sticking around, and the people doing it in an upright way don't stick around. That sucks, doesn't it? So that's why in these podcasts, which sometimes these don't get updated for years, I update on my website. So on my website, through the link below, wherever you're watching or listening to me, you can find the current source for thyronine T2 that I think looks pretty solid. But again, they might go away or that might change. And I do my best to update my website. I think they only serve North America. So if you're in the EU or Australia, maybe you'll have to have an international package sent to you. However, with T2, I think this one is a pretty good example of the kind of supplement medicine that you'd want to take as an infoceutical, which is the downloadable frequency-based, non-pharmacological, side-effect-free version of the medicine. And if you haven't heard of that before, that might be a little bit mind-blowing to you, might be something that you're skeptical of. Just check out the review that I have of infoceuticals. I've got a couple of videos that break down the science and evidence for these that is linked in the meta-analysis article for thyronine T2. Yeah, I think this one, if I were going to use it, I would take it as an infoceutical. Oh, and actually, I've got a bit of a compelling anecdote on this. It was a couple of years ago, my wife was having, her thyroid was not in great shape, and we were trying to have a baby. And so for a while, she did take the thyroid support infoceuticals, and it did help. It did help in that department. And then we had a beautifully healthy baby boy. So N of one piece of evidence there. And my conclusion on thyronine is I think that there's better thyroid support options out there. Given the fact that it's kind of hard to find. Again, like I said, just one solid supplemental source I managed to find. And that there's not great human clinical evidence for it. If it's just thyroid support that you're looking for, there's better options. Notably, the nootropic L-tyrosine. The nootropic L-tyrosine provides thyroid support, and it's a great broad-spectrum nootropic, and it's also rather affordable. I just got a big supply of L-tyrosine, and it's one of those things that I just stock up and get a lot of it because it gets really cheap when you get it in large amounts. And you could also look at things like, I think I'm going to remove my ashwagandha recommendation from this article. You could look at things like methylene blue and iodine from a natural source. My favorite natural sources of iodine are like bladderwrack and sea moss. Yeah, those are really good sources of iodine. And they also have like all these, a lot of times women have issues with thyroid, and so those nutraceuticals have like broad spectrum of benefits to the women, which is just awesome. Right. Yeah. So I think there's a little bit better options, but do check out the article if you're serious about trying this one, as I keep all the information updated there. I'm Jonathan with Limitless, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
This active thyroid hormone supplement is turning heads in the bodybuilding and fitness world as it superpowers metabolism and accelerates fat loss. Scanning biological systems for peak performance, initializing the thermogenic frame. Igniting the furnace of the cells. It's a high-stakes metabolic game. Can't pronounce this. 3-5-deodopelthyronine. C-15-H-1504. L-tyrosine. 2-amino-3. Propanoic acid. Orphenylalanine. We'll just call it T2. One of the main effects of T2 is increasing metabolism. Mitochondrial output maximized, processing the fuel with precision. Cutting through insulin resistance with a calculated surgical vision.
T2 is a potent accelerator of fat loss. 19 scientific papers delve into its mechanism driving fat loss. Skin hack for the aesthetic. A mitochondrial spark in the dark. Executing the fat burning command and leaving a biological mark.
This 3-5-deodopelthyronine, C-15-H-1504,
L-tyrosine,
2-amino-3,
propanoic acid,
4-phenylalanine.
We'll just call it T.
There are a few T2 products of dubious quality on Amazon. Before taking a supplement like this, you should demand to see a COA spectroscopy report verifying purity.
Error detected in the supply chain. Beware of the dubious source. Demand the spectroscopy data before you commit to the course.
Given the fact that it's hard to find and entails some risks if it's thyroid support that you're after, I think there are some better options out there.
Switching to L-tyrosine, ashwagandha, or iodine from the sea, or download the infoceutical signal
to set your thyroid free. Can't pronounce this.
3-5-deodopelthyronine.
C-fructine H-1504.
L-tyrosine.
2-amino-3.
Propanoic acid.
4-phenylalanine.
We'll just call it T.
T2 Terminators.
Execute this command.
Edify yourself at Limitless. Mindset.